This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Nostalgia is the new present. Haven't you noticed? The summer must have a signature song now so that you can start remembering all the great times you had during the summer of 2017, even before you had them. Part popular culture quiz, part puzzle, finding a summer song may be less about recreating Surfing USA than just having another excuse to look deep into the extensive possibilities for fave tracks of summer. Melissa Locker lives in the deep end of culture as a reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, and she dives into the pool without hesitation.
Summertime has a very specific soundtrack. It tends to be lighter and poppier, and even if you spend the rest of your time listening to, like, Nine Inch Nails and Neu or Einstürzende into Neubauten, you're going to, and when summer comes around, you're suddenly like, you know, I need some Carly Rae Jepsen.
And Carly Rae's fine, not really popular in my house with three girls, but give us something different first.
Some things were never said. We were on one in this world, but I had a one.
Okay, so Haim has been, they hit it really, really big a couple of years ago. They were one of my favorite bands. I was a huge supporter of them. And then they started hanging out with, like, Taylor Swift, and they weren't really getting back in the studio to follow up on their incredible debut album. And they finally started teasing that their new album's coming out, I believe, in July. And the first song is so good that it immediately rushed to the top of the charts for potential Song of the Summer status.
Can Kendrick Lamar possibly compete?
Kendrick Lamar plus Rihanna can compete with pretty much anybody.
Yeah, that is true.
When you put Kendrick and Rihanna together, there's no one that will stop them. And the chances of them being named the official Song of Summer, which I believe Billboard tries to claim title to, is likely.
Only for the dollar sign. Bad girl, we're in now.
Selena Gomez has a song called Bad Liar. It's been a while for Selena Gomez.
She's been here and there, but I think one thing that people will really love about this song, especially people with kids who are stuck listening to pop music on the radio all the time, is that they're going to find something they love about the song, which is the Talking Heads sample.
Oh, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying, I'm trying.
Let's wrap it up with Carly Rae Jepsen, who you've been a fan of for a while. This doesn't seem like a Melissa Locker kind of artist.
I love Carly Rae Jepsen so much that, I mean, Emotion is almost a perfect album. And this song didn't quite make the cut. It's called Cut to the Feeling, but didn't quite make it onto Emotion, but it was recorded around the same time. And it is such a good song that it definitely, I actually called the producer and was like, we have to add this song to the list. I don't know what else you guys are talking about today. This is the only song you really need to know.
I had a dream, or was it real? We crossed the line, and it was on. We crossed the line, it was on this time.
It's a dance party, love lost. I mean, this is the girl who brought us Call You Me Maybe and I Really Like You, and it definitely falls into that vein. But, you know, she is such a better songwriter than she gets credit for necessarily. And this song, I think, is showing her mature and just become a bigger, better artist.
Melissa Locker, how long have we known each other? It's like almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
And I feel like I still know absolutely nothing about you.
Just assume that I listen to absolutely every kind of music known to me.
And you are still among the most mysterious people on the face of the earth. Happy summer.
Happy summer.
Melissa Locker, mysterious Melissa Locker, is culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. We all know the summer wants to join a band and write a hit song. You know that, and we want to know, along with culture reporter Melissa Locker, is there a song that means summer to you? Salt Lake City tells us why. It's the same song that's been my favorite summer song every year. See You in September by The Happenings. Dig it. They don't write them like they used to.
See you in September. See you when the summer's through.
Takeaway will be here all summer. We'll be back in a moment to talk more summer songs. Hey, the Takeaway should be a summer hit. Make us a summer hit. Stay with us.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.